Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Mike Young. Batting ninth, the catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Ripken steals second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive towards third. O'Malley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Gedman moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Nate Snell now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Romero moves to second. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs is walked intentionally. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Pardo and he is out, Bonilla applying the tag. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Bonilla. Armas moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to third. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Armas reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Tony Armas. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Romero moves to second. Brad Haven's now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. Lacy moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy scores. Murray moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley juggles the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Murray scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Oss now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby pinch hits for Al Pardo. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Juan Bonilla. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lacy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.